AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. North Carolina Governor-elect Roy Cooper says it's too bad lawmakers couldn't reach agreement on repealing anti-LGBT legislation. Among other things, it requires transgender people to use restrooms corresponding with the sex on their birth certificate in many public buildings.
I'm disappointed that we have yet to remove the stain on the reputation of our great state that is around this country and around the world.
North Carolina has lost jobs, sporting events, and concerts because of HB2. Uber has pulled its self-driving cars from California roads. AP correspondent Andrew Dalton reports state regulators had moved to revoke their registrations.
Uber introduced the program a week ago, only in San Francisco, which is where it's based. And in a few hours, the state Department of Motor Vehicles said they needed to stop. Uber insisted that what they were doing was legal and kept at it. There have been these intense talks for a week.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Donald Trump has named billionaire investor Carl Icahn as a special advisor on deregulation.
The 80-year-old Icahn's long been one of the biggest names on Wall Street, from takeovers to hedge funds. Announcing the appointment, the president-elect calls him a brilliant negotiator and an expert on regulations that are strangling American companies. But the announcement says Icahn will not be on the government payroll, which means he won't have to sell off assets to avoid conflicts of interest.
Trump, speaking outside his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, also spoke out against the truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin.
An attack on humanity, that's what it is. It's an attack on humanity. And it's got to be stopped.
An international manhunt for a suspect in that attack, a 24-year-old Tunisian man, continues. German officials had deemed him a threat long before a truck plowed into the market on Monday. This is AP Radio News. New details are emerging about the death of TV star Alan Thicke. AP correspondent Jamie Fryer reports.
As long as we got each other.
Star of Growing Pains died after his aorta artery tore, then ruptured last week. The details are in his newly released death certificate. Alan Thicke's cause of death was determined by a doctor and no autopsy was performed. The death certificate says Thicke's aorta ruptured about 3 hours after it first tore. An aortic tear also killed actor John Ritter in 2003. Thicke was 69. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Israelis are finding a new campaign by their crusading health minister hard to swallow. In the name of proper nutrition, he's gone on the warpath against a beloved Hanukkah treat, sugar-laden, deep-fried, jam-filled donuts. Yaakov Litzman has earned public praise for taking on McDonald's, but not this tradition. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.